Good morning. Today we are starting our new weekly topic based on Parshas Vayetze, where we have Lavan telling Yaakov Avinu, his son-in-law, his new son-in-law, that it was an impossibility that Yaakov would marry the younger Rachel before the older Leah. And the pasuk says as follows, Vayomer Lavan. Lavan says to Yaakov Avinu, Lo yeyasechen bimkomenu, that will not be done. In fact, the Netziv says, that cannot be done. That's an impossibility in our Mikomenu, where we live. Latet atzi'ira lifnei abechira, to marry off a younger sibling before the older sibling. So in fact, that's our topic. Kedimos in Shiduchim, does a younger sibling have to wait because an older sibling has priority before a younger sibling? So in fact, there are Meforshim who learn from Benos Slavchad, that in fact there is a priority to older siblings over younger siblings. Who were the Benos Slavchad? So those were the daughters of Slavchad in the Midbar, who told Moshe Rabbeinu that they have no brothers, so they want to inherit their father when Klal Yisrael enters the land of Israel and you receive a Yerusha in the land of Israel. And what's interesting, and this is pointed out by the Gemara and Baba Basra, their names are listed in two places in Bamidbar, but in differing orders. In Bamidbar Lamed Vav, it's in one order, and before that, in Bamidbar Chav Zayin, it's in a different order. And the Gemara and Baba Basra answers that, and will give the Rashbam's explanation of that answer in the Gemara. The Rashbam says, Lahalan, in Bamidbar Lamed Vav, Kishenisu b'noslavchad manan hakasuv derek dulasan. When they got married, b'noslavchad were put in the order of chronology, oldest to youngest, because when you get married, and that's what it's talking about there, you get married based on chronology. So that's what the Rashbam explains, based on the pasuk in our parsha, Lo yaseachen bimkumenu, like Lavan said to Yaakov Avinu, that cannot be done to marry off a younger sibling before an older sibling. So that's one place. When it comes to marrying off, marriage happens based on chronology, oldest to youngest. And then in the other place, in Bamidbar Chav Zayin, it was talking about when they approached Moshe Rabbeinu to discuss their getting a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to that context, you do it based on chachma, based on wisdom, intelligence, and accordingly, they are listed in the order of their chachma and not based on chronology. So we see here, the opinion of the Rashbam is that when it comes to marriage, at least when it comes to girls, an older sibling and a younger sibling, the older sibling has a priority over a younger sibling. And similarly, there's a Tosfos in Masechet Kiddushin that brings down the following Maisa that came in front of Rebbeinu Tam. There was the son of Reb Ushia Halevi, Shekidesh Bas Asher, he betrothed Kiddushin, a daughter of a wealthy man, and he said to the man, not to the girl herself, your daughter is Mekudeshesli, and he did not say which of the daughters, and apparently there were multiple daughters. He just said, your daughter. He didn't say which one, and Rabbeinu Tam Paskin Yesh Lanu Lomar Dekidesh Hakdola. The default would be, accordingly, that if you don't specify which woman it's going to be the oldest, because the oldest has a priority. And he brings the pasuk, Mishum Delo Yasen Chen Bim Komeno, as we learned in our parsha, that Lavan said again, you cannot marry a younger sibling before an older sibling. So we see, based on Lavan, and based on the Rashbam's explanation of Blos Slavchad, and also based on Rabbeinu Tam, that there is a kedima of an older sibling, at least when it comes to a girl, over a younger one. And it happens to be that there is a Mishnah in Kiddushin that implies the other way, but we have a preponderance of the poskim accordingly so far that are of the view that there is a priority, at least for a girl, to go, an older girl, to go before her sibling who is younger. And in fact, the Torah paskins as follows, be yeshiva shel din or shel Torah, when it comes to sitting and or a meeting, when it comes to din, a halach and a beis din, or something that has to do with the Torah, holchin achar hachokma, you organize and order people in the seating priority based on their chokma, that somebody who's a chacham, even though he's younger, he's going to have a priority seating. However, when it comes to a mesiba shel mishta, a party of some sort, or shel nisuin, or marriage, we go after age and that is going to be our priority. But what is that talking about? Is it simply talking about who's going to sit on the dais, who's going to have better seating? So the Bach says, what does that mean of nisuin, that we give a priority to chronology, to age? He says, "Hachi perusho im achim och achios yashu lehem nisuin." If we have brothers or sisters that are getting married. So siblings are getting married, and we need to prioritize who's first. Even though one has greater chachma, we will not prioritize somebody who is younger over somebody who is older because the younger one is more intelligent, has greater chachma, but rather we are going to give the priority of the gadol, because that's what we learn from the daughters of Tzlach Fchad. So that is the psak of the Bach. And explaining the tour, and in fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings the same language as the tour. Obimisiba shel mishta, when it comes to a party, or shel nesuin, a marriage, we go after the age, the zikna, and there the shach explains, just like the Bach, that when we have a marriage and we have to prioritize the siblings, we are going to give the priority of the older sibling over the younger sibling, even if the younger sibling has more chachma. So that is our introduction. You have to stay tuned for many more turns and twists on this topic, but that's our introduction where we are so far, that based on Lavan saying, Lo yasechein bimkomenu, based on Blos Tzavchad and the Rashbam's explanation of Blos Tzavchad, that's number two. Number three, the sheet of Rebbeinu Tam, and also now we have the Psak of the Bach explaining the Tur, and the Psak of the Shach explaining the Shulchan Aruch, that there is apparently a kedima of priority of an older sibling, and apparently not only when it comes to girls, as boys as well, because we don't have a see of a distinction in the Bach and the Shach. Apparently an older sibling has a priority over a younger sibling, and Amir Tzashem, we will continue on this topic tomorrow. And it should be a wonderful week of learning together.